Okay, we are in. Okay, this is part test of those training. Continuing Allah, has it have to do with the limits to where neighbors can build and encroaching on the neighbor's property. So, person can't dig like a well or cistern, a place to store things right next to the wall that is that let's say Shimon built. Rather, yes, whatever he's building has to be at least 3 feet away from the wall. So what does he have to do? He's got to seal, let's say he builds the cistern, he's got to strengthen up the wall that he builds in it. For instance, next to the side that's where the wall's next to the near the side where the wall is located, because you can't let the water leak through the wall of the cistern and then damage his neighbor's wall. So on that note, the separation he has to when he's separating three tefachim, it must be placed between, let's say, piles of olive debris or tar, salt, any stones, anything that's near the wall belonging to Shimon. And he has to go ahead and what do you call it? Or the other option is to kind of cover these things with cement. Also, three tefachim must be separated between the wall and, let's say, plants, any plowing that's taking place, or like a collection point where urine drains to. Right. So let's say a person builds a mill, it has to be placed at least what do you call it, a certain distance from Shimon's wall. Reuven either has to take the lower one, has to be three tefachim, which would make the upper one separated by four tefachim. Because this way, when he uses the mill, it's gonna it can't feel the shaking of the mill on the wall itself, nor can it be that the noise that's gonna end up waking up his neighbor. A person has to separate from his friend's wall. He's using an oven. They have at least three tefachim away, which is from meaning the wall itself and the bottom of the oven. Shein arba misfasa, which is end up being four tefachim, or three tefachim from the base, which is four tefachim from the mouth of it. Kadesh. Obviously, because the oven can't heat up the wall, which will cause it to the grate. Let's say a person, what do you call it, has a stone that he uses to take garments that he washed to beat them on the stone. Labenu, until they actually become white. Goes That's got to be, that stone's got to be at least 4 amos from Shimon's wall. Because when he beats the garments on the rock, what's going to happen is end up spraying water all over the wall, and that could cause damage to the wall. The person, Shimon, can't urinate near Reuven's wall. It's got to be 3 tefachim away. This only applies when it comes to a brick wall. But if it's a stone wall, then he only has to be tefach away. Now, let's say the stone's made out of marble. Then you can actually separate, you can actually urinate on the side of the wall itself without any separation. So you have to separate the ladder from the dovecote by 4 amos. Conditionally, tikbutz. We don't want like a raccoon or an animal like that to jump up the ladder, go up to the, I'll go up to the birdhouse, vitala, and then eat the birds that are in there. 4 amos. So a person's got to leave 4 amos between the wall and, let's say, a drain pipe that belongs to Shema, to Reuben, Masil, because the owner of the pipe has to be able to set up a ladder in case he's affected. Since he has put the drain pipe down already, he's established rights to that area. Okay, let's say Reuben's wall is close to Shimon's wall, Kimin Gem, which is shaped like an L. Right. Now Reuben comes along and wants to make a second wall against Shimon, so then it will look like a bet. Now Shimon can stop Reuben from doing this until he moves that wall 4 amos away, He could demand that separation because it has to be separate enough where people can walk around and make the earth, the ground strong. This only applies to the wall of a garden or a wall of a chatzar in a new city. But in an old city, what we say is that it's not needed because the ground's already firm, and therefore you can build the wall without any space. Let's say also if the length of Shimon's wall opposite Reuven was building his is less than 4 amos. He can't stop him from doing it. What he called, even though people won't be able to walk there, because any wall that is less than 4 amos long, does not have to have the ground near it be any stronger. Let's say a person, when it comes along and digs a cistern or well at the end of his field, close to the boundary, the border between Shimon's property, Imsteh Chavero, and also the boroughs. Now, if Shimon's field is not made to have wells in it, or I'd say Reuven, sorry, so then he can go ahead and build it right next to the border, and Reuven can't do anything about it. Let's say the person decides that what it called he wants to dig a cistern a well next to that one, the Tzido, coastal bore. Now he has to build the cistern 3 tefachim, 3 tefachim. So by separating the second cistern from the first one by 3, that actually ends up being 6 tefachim total, because meaning there's a space and a 3 tefach wall of cistern A and 3 tefachim of cistern B and then a whole cistern B. But if Shimon's field's made for cisterns in a samachash, then he can't build a new cistern unless it's 3 tefachim away from the border. But yachbor and digs, and when his friend comes to dig a cistern, he also has to separate out 3 tefachim from within his field, the yachbor, and they can go ahead and dig the cistern. So let's say you have a house 2 stories tall. The ground floor is owned by Reuven. The second floor is owned by Shimon. Well, Yasabala Bias, the owner of the first floor, Reuven, he can't make a toner of a soap basin in his house, an oven in his house, unconditional al gabav gova arvamos, unless there is a space of 4 amos above it. If only Yamid Baaliyah Tanor, and the owner of the second story, Shimon, he can't have an oven at Shiutakta Maziva unless he has what he called a ceiling beneath it, Shlosh Tvachim or 3 Tvachim. When it comes to a stovetop, then a tefach is fine. If it's a commercial strength oven, it's got to be 4 tefachim beneath it. But the kira shonach tolman for a range of its commercial strength for bakers, 3 tefachim. Even if he goes ahead and takes these necessary precautions and makes a distance, if the oven causes a fire, he's got to pay for any damage. As the Rambam will explain later. Let's say on the first story of a 2-story building, there's a Reuven has a store, and then what it called above him is a storage house. So you can't make in a store a bakery or a place that makes paint or dyes or a barn. And he can't bring in hay or other things that give off like a hot type of air. Because let's say the guy's storing fruits on the second story, all this stuff on the first story is going to end up destroying stuff in the second story. Therefore, if there's a warehouse used to store wine in Eretz Yisrael, where the heat doesn't destroy anything, then he can do any hot labor, so to speak, and he uses fire in the store. However, he can't make like a place for cattle, because the stench is going to end up ruining the smell, the wine. Let's say the store already was established to be a bakery or etc. And then the guy in the second store decides to change whatever was upstairs into an ozar. And he can't stop from doing it. Let's say the Shimon owns the second story. He starts preparing it for a storage house. For instance, he sweeps it out. He pours wood on the floor. He makes windows, glasses, ozar. The kadam zev also toner kadam shiachin's paris ozar. And the guy downstairs, Reuven, goes ahead and brings an oven in prior to Shimon actually having a functioning ozar. Oshisko la ozar, shim shimin, or imonim, or tamarim, or kutzmen, Let's say the guy Shimon starts bringing in sesame seeds to the store. It comes in Achitin, and Reuven downstairs puts an oven in place before he Shimon ends up bringing wheat or Gaba, or in a situation where what do you call the owner the guy downstairs what do you call excuse me the guy upstairs builds a separate room the separate between the first and second stories. The owner Shimon can stop Reuven. And if Reuven went ahead and made an oven, it doesn't mean that Shimon can go ahead and force him to remove the oven, just to have a tie-in against them. And it's Perek Tesu, Tinu, Perek Yud, next time.